who would be able to tell me? I'm going to get on, when I get back home to Denver, I'll be leaving Sunday. When I get back home, I'm going to call a lot of people that, so I can sit down and talk to them. You know, I'll talk to them on my time instead of Chris Nett wouldn't mind, but I'm, you know, I wouldn't impose on him in that way.
Hmm.
But I'm going to call him and ask him, different
that'd,
ones.
That'd really be
different
great.
Ones.
That'd really be great.
And then you'll hear from me. And I'll send you a picture. I know my grandmother worked there. I'll send you a picture mm-hmm. of her. And Emma Butler was her name. Butler was her last name.
Right.
You see, the Butler family, my grandfather, who's Butler, the way I understand it, and my mother was very, well, you know how Frieda, how Jim Lewis, Frieda, did you know Jim Lewis that worked for the Runners?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know him. No. Oh, well, you don't know them. I was thinking, no, it's Miles that know them. Mm, it wouldn't be you. But anyway, let me say it this way. The way I understand it, my grandfather was a white man. And it wasn't one of these deals where a lot of those women had to have babies by the white owners. They had to whether they wanted to or not. It wasn't one of those deals because my grandmother and my grandfather was married. And his family disowned him to the point that we never had a chance to really know my mother's father, you know, and his mm-hmm. family. Well, he died, of course, before my mother got married, so naturally we wouldn't know him except from the pictures and things we heard. And he looked like, I was going to say, like the Smith brothers, but not really, but he used to have that type of mustache. There was a picture of him, you know, my mother had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fine-looking man. And my mother and her sisters and brothers were all kind of complexions. Mother and her sister, all they looked kind of almost like they were white.
Hmm.
And then we had those shades all the way down to my color, which my grandmother was just a slight bit lighter in brown than I am, you see.
Hmm.
And grandmother, my grandmother Butler, this same grandmother that I was telling you that worked up there, had her own property in South Carolina given to her by her parents.
Hmm.
And granddad didn't have anything. I think he married her for her buddy, not she married him for. And so she and her brother, my grandmother and her brother, inherited all that land, you see, in South Carolina, in Chester, South Carolina. And then they divided among all their children and then children's children. And it's been all been handed down,
mm-hmm.
you see. So that's the same Emma Butler who was married to a white man,
hmm.
and which that was absolutely unheard of, you know, in those days. It just wouldn't go. People wouldn't let them live together at all, you mm-hmm. know. But he worked for a railroad. He was the one that helped to lay the rails when the tracks were going out to the west, you know. He helped to do that. He didn't lay the rails, but he was a cook for all those people that worked on the railroad. And he would be gone like 6 months at a time. And grandmother said, you either stay here or you go there, because every time he come back, grandmother get pregnant again. So she had about 7 babies, one right after the other, you know, with all my uncles and aunts, you know. And he finally died, though, because he got infantile paralysis, it was called then, which is polio now.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he died from.
Hmm.
And that was the one thing that just, my mother being the oldest child, had to come out of school and help my mother and my grandmother to work so that the other children in the family, you know, could be provided for. And that's the same Emma Butler that I'm telling you about.
Hmm. Goodness.
So she had quite a tough life.
I say, mm-hmm. I say. Well, did he ever live here then? For any
this
period
grand,
of time?
This grandfather?
Yeah, did he ever live
here? He never lived here, just my grandmother.
Huh.
The reason why he never did live here, now he knew my dad, and he knew my dad was interested in my mother just before they got married, because my dad used to play ball, and I think it's where Nat gets that from. He was a great athlete, and he knocked that ball. They had a ball field right next to the big cotton field. My grandmother raised her own cotton, you know, like most of the blacks in the South was working for people. My grandmother had her own cotton, you see. And so my mother would, even from a small child, would have to go out and pick cotton and hoe cotton. And I remember doing that when we'd go South. You know, I love to do this for fun. I just love to raise things. Mm-hmm. And Dad would knock that ball over into cotton field. And if you knock a home run and or knock a ball out of the field, you'd have to go for it. And he'd always knock it over where my mother was. And I remember my mother saying that she was young then, see, and she said Granddad would say he had a way of calling boys boshoats. Now, I don't know what a boshoat, I've never figured out what that word meant. And but it seemed like it'd be some kind of a boy that was interested in some girl, you know. And so he'd say, well, what's that boshoat? Keep knocking that ball over here. And he'd go over and get knocked the ball where my mother would be working in the field, you know, the cotton field. And then so he could say something to her, you know. That's the way he was courting her, you see.
Uh-huh. Different way to do it.
I remember them telling this, him telling me that.
Huh.
Uh-huh. But we're kind of a real mixture, you know, our family. And so my mother brought us up that that's why we never knew prejudice so far as my mother was concerned, the way she brought us up, because of the fact she said, honey, you can't talk about anyone. She said, because you don't know who your cousin is, you know what I mean. But when she came up here, she was very, 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 very upset because Ku Klux Klan was marching and what have you, you know. Mm-hmm. And that really bothered her quite a bit. And so we didn't have a chance, see, then to go to school and get our education and things. Mm-hmm. So, but we all made it. Everybody got out and we did our own thing. And the best compliment we ever got from our father was, before he died, he said, you know, he said, I often wondered, you know, about my children. And he said, the one thing that I'm the most proud of all my children, is that none of them ever got in jail, none of them ever got in trouble, you know what I mean? He said, that really makes a dad proud. And that did so much good for all of us, just to hear him say that. Mm-hmm. Because we had been away from him, each one out, going out on his own, trying to make their own way and their own living. And we all did well, you know. But we always wondered, you know, how he felt about us, you know what I mean? And to hear him say that was really a compliment that we really appreciated.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And of course, Nat and I just love him dearly. You know, he's a baby and he's my heart. You know, you always have somebody that you're real close to. In fact, I love all of my brothers and sisters. I really do. Mm-hmm. And we're really kind of a real close family because we come from a large family, you see. Mm-hmm. And I wish my dad was here now. He could really tell you some history, but he would be like, Dad would probably be almost 100 years old, because Dad is 29 years older than I am, if that tells you anything. Mm-hmm. He'd be 29. He would be 100 then.
Yeah.
If he's living.
This year, huh?
But he had a good mind, and he could tell you things from way back. So what I need to do now, that would probably be helpful to you, is to try to contact this man, and I'll get Bill off the corner and talk with him now that he's here. And what happens when we go around and visit with people, the few people that are left here that we know, sometimes in the conversation things will come up that will tip us off, see. So I'll keep a sharp mind, and I'll write things down and get this information to you, so that you'll know about these things.
That'd be great. I'd really appreciate that. Yeah. Plot. Tell you what, before I do head out, what I think I wanted to do was to show you these little maps that I got.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You can take a look at them a little bit closer here. It's kind of interesting because you can just line them up one to the other and see these changes over a period of about 25 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's that one section downtown.
Yeah.
And
now, let's see. I want to try to find out. Now, this is Henry Avenue, and here's Third Street.
Right.
Now, let's see. I got to find...
This would be where the post office is nowadays.
I was going to say, where is the post office now?
Well, this block, and here's the bakery, the Wallace Building right there, and it's there all along through this period.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to get my eyes on where Buzzard Alley is from here. Have you got that one spotted?
Well, this is one little tip-off right there. There's your row house.
Oh, look at that. Yes.
That's from that 1905.
Would this be Buzzard Alley here? Wait a minute. No. Wait, now this is, what is this? Henry Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Avenue. Now, let's see. Third Avenue.
And here's the restaurant right there. Grocery and restaurant.
Grocery and restaurant, yeah.
Now, would that have been your
no,
father's, or
that's
is that
not,
a different one?
That might have been my dad's earlier because of what Jim was telling, Jim McDonald was telling me last night. See, he was mm-hmm. He was right on Third Avenue, and I bet you that's what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And
Did he buy that from someone else who'd already established it? Because this would have been 1905. That would have been before he happened on the scene.
Oh, yeah. It was before I happened on the scene.
Well, I mean, but before he was here then, I would imagine he would have only been 15 then.
Who?
Your father.
Yeah, because my dad would... He was born in 18-something. 1889 or 1899. So was that happened before that?
If you say you were born 19.
I'm born 1919.
Okay.
I was born. Dad was 29 years old.
So that would have been 1890.
1890.
So when did he 1890? So when did he come to Elkins then?
That's a good question. It was before my time for sure. And let's look at it. He got married in 1916 to my mother.
Okay.
1916, he and my mother were married. And
so they would have had to come here after then, if they were down in South Carolina.
Well, he came up here before. I thought he came up here before he got married to try to find a place and then went back and married her and brought uh-huh. her back. Uh-huh. That's what I think. I know someone I can talk with to find out about that, too. Now, you're getting a lot of questions I'm going to look into now. You're bringing up a lot of questions, because I really want to know about this myself.
Well, you know, when I look at this,
yeah.
each one of those is a question.
Yeah.
Each one of those little buildings there.
And, yeah.
Now, who operated the business?
Yeah.
Now, let's
see.
How many people worked
Henry
and all that
Avenue.
Kind of good stuff.
That wouldn't be...
This alleyway behind the bakery, of course, now behind what's Talbot's paint
yeah.
glass and...
Now, is Henry Avenue is where the front of the post office is? That's what I need to know.
They're kind of
What is that street that goes straight into the... I'm trying to get a picture of this. Straight into the depot where
Third.
The train... That's Third.
Third Street.
Okay, well, okay. That's Third Street.
Yeah, so
well, it's off of Third Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's off of Third Street where the Buzzard Alley was in those days.
Well, it'd be this street, this alley here then.
That would have to be in here.
Right.
That's right. That has to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Negro tenement. Because I remember there was, and Dad would be like here maybe.
Okay.
On the corner.
Well, and when on these are old insurance maps, and anytime they had
mm-hmm.
a house, they'd mark with D
mark
for dwelling.
It. Yeah. Is that supposed to be a dwelling?
So that's what that would be on the corner
so
there.
So they're going to put him on this corner, then, I guess. I'm kind of turned around with this map. I've got to
okay.
stop and think about it.
Well, now
that.
This is probably getting a little bit more into the time frame that we were talking about earlier then. Because here's these two stores here. They aren't the same ones as these. They've been replaced
mm-hmm.
by different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And these little row houses here, by this time, by the 20s, had become dwellings. They'd become houses of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the same little house here on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Was still there at that time. But the thing that amazes me, just looking at these two maps, see how big that bakery got. I mean,
absolutely.
Here it is.
Isn't that something?
Little tiny place, and over
yeah.
here it's taking up about a third of the
these
block.
These are all three different views of the same location, right?
Right?
At different times.
Right.
So what, have you got them by years?
Yeah, I've got them marked down here in the corner.
Oh, I see. Here they are. 1899.
Mm-hmm.
That would be before Dad be here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're saying he's more or less likely to be here like 19...
It'd be sometime in between these
or 1923.
Two. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was here before 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was born, and when he had that business, I was about probably 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. So this would probably be a pretty
so
much
this would be
portrait
more,
of that time.
This would be the time of it. This would just about be it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? I am amazed at this.
And here's that little house area where the health department is nowadays, but of course
yeah.
they've got that addition put on the front. Well, where
mm-hmm.
Runner used to have their funeral home too, later on.
So Third Avenue goes right into the depot, is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, see, what I remember, that little street didn't go all the way through. Mm-hmm. Buzzard Alley, that is, didn't go all the way through, seems like. It was a little skinny passageway for a car there.
Yeah.
And that could go through.
Still is.
A little skinny, is it really? Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that still there? I haven't looked at that yet since I've been here. And then there was houses off of 3rd Avenue. Houses off of 3rd. I was trying to, let's see now, let's see if I can turn this thing around.
Okay.
This is 3rd Avenue. Would the depot be
right,
this way?
Up that way.
Up that way.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I remember about Buzzard Alley would be, and here's Henry. I can't place where Henry is. Is Henry where the old Montgomery Ward building was when
no,
I was
No, it's further on down there. That's the next block over.
That's the next block over.
Yeah. This building here was the Crawford building, big three-story brick building.
Yeah, I can't picture the Crawford building right this minute. I've got to go down and look at all this.
Okay, well, it's changed a lot from this, believe me.
Yeah.
And then over in this block is where the Hebner building was.
Yeah.
Where Mr. Slaughter and Mr. Porter had their barbershop.
Right in here?
Right.
Well, then it's up in here where we went then.
Okay.
That's up in here.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be it.
Okay.
Because if they had their barbershop, right here on this corner, there was a little store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then right here was the barbershop.
Okay.
And then there was a door right here. There was a door right here where they go upstairs.
Right.
To the and go upstairs and up over here, up over the barbershop and this store here.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they called the rooming house, Slaughter's rooming house. Lady mm-hmm. had about... See, that's another business. I forgot that. Mm-hmm. Slaughter rooming house. Lady had... I think three or four rooms on one side and three or four on the other side.
Hmm.
And anybody that come in town that was black that wanted to stay overnight, they'd have to go there or else they wouldn't have any place to stay.
Hmm.
Unless they knew somebody here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that was right next door to the Hebner building then?
Yeah, well, is this where the Hebner building was? I can't place it.
Would have been on that corner, this corner further.
It was right up here, wasn't it?
Right.
In that same block.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know where it's at. And they put a... When I left here, they had put a bank in there. Do you remember a bank going in there?
Well, they tore down the Hebner building in the 70s, and they put in that drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hebner building was where Citizens National Bank was.
Yes. Well, that's what I remember.
Across the street.
Okay. Well, right in here was Buzzard Alley.
Okay.
So okay.
That was it then.
Buzzard Alley was right in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely. Because it wasn't that wide. It's very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a narrow street here.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad's place, there was something right in the front here. My dad's place set right about here.
In the middle of that one on the corner?
In that first thing here on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's set about on the one-third end of it here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had these homes all, well, wait a minute, that's not that far down. It's because it's a little narrow, what's that narrow street? That's a street, isn't it?
That sidewalk? Strip right there would have been, just a little grassy area probably in front of those houses.
No, they had bricks there. It was a
brick. Oh, brick. Okay.
Yeah. These were all bricks.
Oh, okay.
And then they had these apartments, and there was this one house, you go dead right into it. And the Smiths lived in that. Huh. Beulah Smith.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is it. This is where it was.
Okay.
And this is where my dad had that place, and this was Buzzard Alley here.
Hmm.
That's what they call that, Buzzard Alley. That is really something. Hmm.
So anyway, I wanted to pass those on to you there. Just
have these?
Oh, yeah, those are yours.
Oh, God bless America. And bless you, too.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, my brother, this brother Bill here, he'll just love to see this. Oh,
so,
thank you.
Sure, pass that on to
you. I just love, now, if I can get that other book, I know Bill's going to want, I'll take him down and tell him he can buy that other one. I ain't going to tell him about this until I see if I can get it.
All right.
Where do you say I'll find this...
Well, you can go down there tomorrow to the City Hall.
To City Hall. Where is City Hall now?
Well, it's where the post office used to be. That building.
That's City Hall now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'll go down there. When the parade comes, I think we'll be probably Nat's going to have us located right about there.
Okay.
Right about there.
Well, they're going to be down there Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I'd go down there tomorrow, though, just to be sure that they had some of the stocks.
Oh, you bet.
Okay. Well, thanks for...
Oh.